preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. Make our own whiskey and this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. And I'm not making my own whiskey or rolling my own smoke. I'm not fishing from dusk till dawn. Nor fishing for any catfish, not my favorite. And the great fishing up here in Minnesota and North Dakota, where we are here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm up in northern North Dakota, not too far away, too far to drive for me, but not for some people with fancier cars than mine. Not too far away from Waterloo, Iowa, where Donald Trump was, may still be there if he hasn't flown out in Trump Force One, but he just spoke in Waterloo, Iowa, a town of 67,000 people, 67,000, yes, in northeastern Iowa. And if you ever wonder about the name Waterloo, I just found something out. I looked the city up. Waterloo was a name chosen by chance by one of the founders of Waterloo, who just took a fancy to the name, and there's no particular reason why they named their town Waterloo. Blackhawk County, and it is today, Donald Trump was there in Waterloo, Iowa. A huge crowd, standing room only, as always at any Trump event. It wouldn't matter, really, what the size. By the way, speaking of packed events, to draw the contrast between the champion of the people and something that the people aren't too thrilled with anymore, the woke professional sports scene. The Carolina Panthers had a game against some other team this weekend. And the stadium, let me find my notes here. I couldn't believe it when I saw the picture of this game. Any Trump event is packed, and it wouldn't matter if it was in the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the home of the Carolina Panthers. He would pack the stadium. The capacity is 74,867. That's how many people would be there if Trump held a rally in that stadium. It's an outdoor stadium, so obviously it'd have to be a little bit warmer weather. They had a football game of the woke athletes. The stadium was empty. It was empty. A maximum of 5,000 people were in the stadium. Your eye could scan over a section of 200, 300, 400 seats with not a single person in the seats, down in the front row even. The front rows were empty. Nobody was in the stadium. And I forget who their opponent was. This, in spite of the fact, guess how much seats were going for? I'm looking here at a ticket. I'm looking at a picture of a ticket. Seat in section 532, row 18, tickets going for 45, wait for it. $45. No, wait a minute. That's 45 cents a ticket to a NFL game. 45 cents. And they couldn't fill the seats. America's fed up with woke crap. But we can't get enough of Donald Trump. So that's all going on, contemporaneously. 45 cents a seat, they can't fill him up. Today he was in Waterloo. So I'll play you some segments of that. All right, so we got a bunch of good stuff, bunch of good news tonight. So this will be unless I go off, I might go off. I can't predict that. But so far, I'm in a pretty mellow mood and feeling pretty darn good about our movement. And by the way, today in Waterloo, Iowa, Donald Trump repeated again something we've said again and again on this show. And I don't know whether it maybe somebody somehow somebody knew somebody who knows somebody who knew Donald Trump. The word got back to Donald Trump that we love when he says we are one, and he always, always says movement. Even though he's got a whole bunch of other good things, you know, we are one country, we are one people, we are one nation. We are one. The next word always is movement. And I've said his greatest achievement is the creation of what you and I are, this show. This show wouldn't exist without the Trump MAGA movement. No, that's the only reason the show is even here. It's the only reason you're listening. And this man created the MAGA movement. No one else, none other. There was no MAGA movement till he said, make America great again. That was his first campaign slogan. So 45 cents a seat. Carolina Panthers. Let me set that aside. We're going to come back to Waterloo, Iowa, and the Trump event, and we're going to play some audio. Let me make sure I've got it here. Let me find it. I've got it right up here. I'm going to do better production values tonight than I did last night. Here he is. I've got him. So just to prove it, I'll turn it up. Here he is talking. He is he's well into the speech, but listen to him.
End up losing everything, and the parents are very happy about that. They're looking down and they're saying, I'm so happy, I love President Trump, because that was a big thing. I ended the NAFTA disaster, the worst trade deal ever made, and replaced it with the USMCA, the best trade deal ever made.
Okay, so that's Trump today. We'll come back to that, and I'm not going to go off that screen. I'm going to keep it running here so I don't drag you through that scene again. Now here's a bit of good news. I might forget to share it with you unless I do it right away, right off the bat here. Listen to this, okay? Here, I'll make a sound effect here, a la Rush Limbaugh, who liked to, like, rustle his newspaper and so on. So I'm going to make some sounds here. Okay, what is that? I'll give you some more clues. Here's another clue. Hear it, and I stopped on the, opened the front cover, and there's the signature right there, a personal actual signature of Alex Jones. I got it today in the mail, very prompt, by the way. I paid a lot extra actually for this book, signed by Alex Jones. I've met him on two Patriot events, one in Washington D.C. at the Bilderberg meeting, at the Chantilly Marriott Hotel, and that was 3 or 4 days, and then 3 or 4 more days in New York City, Lower East Side, and at the Twin Towers location at a 9/11 protest, where I spent some more days with Alex Jones, and got to talk to him, got to share some ideas with him, got to help him out. And there he is. And like all of you, a longtime listener to his radio show. Here it is. Alex Jones signed the book. It's his new book, which I highly recommend, even though I haven't read it yet. I skimmed it, and it's brilliant. It's well written, and it's got a lot of content. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance by Alex Jones, with a foreword by none other than Stephen Kevin Bannon. Nice. Only thing I could do to improve this book would be to take it to some event where Stephen Bannon could sign it too. It's got Tucker Carlson on the back, Joe Rogan on the back, Joe Rogan says, Alex Jones is one of the most misunderstood people in the world, and he's been right about a lot of stuff. Only he didn't say stuff. He used a colorful word. Steve Bannon says, for more than 20 years, no populist figure has had more of a bayonet to the back of the deep state than Alex Jones. It's a colorful image. That's quoted from the foreword to The Great Awakening. And I'll stay awake quite a bit tonight to read The Great Awakening. All right, now let's get back to Donald Trump. Let's play. Now, this is something he does again. He's repeating things. He's got patterns that he is laying down, which are very, very good for the structure that we need to win. So here's the way his event ends. They all have been ending this way. I like that they're not random. He's not trying to be, original with each event. He always starts it with Lee Greenwood, always starts with proud to be an American. Perfect. We need that. Here's how he ends every show. And I love it. And I sing it with my son here. We sang it together. It's the perfect, the lyrics to the song. How did Sam and Dave know? Let me see if I can skip to the end of this. I'm having trouble here doing this. I could mess up the whole thing by trying to drag my timeline around too much. Okay, well, we'll get to it, I think, eventually. Let's go to the beginning of the event. Let me do a little bit of a summary here. He said some wonderful things. So we'll get to that. Now, here's another item in my notes. If I don't mention it, I know I'll run us to the end of the show and I won't have mentioned it, and I'll be kicking myself after the show. Tucker Carlson today. Now, Tucker Carlson was on a show called The Tim Pool Show, and he was being interviewed. And this was powerful stuff. Now, this weekend, Tucker said he does not want to be selected as vice presidential nominee of Donald Trump. I'm still pushing for that. I'm still saying, Tucker, yes, do not decline the robe. I don't know if any of you have ever seen a James Brown show. That dates me, doesn't it? I took a date to a James Brown show once. And in Westwood at UCLA, part of the routine was that James Brown, who was the king of his musical style, band members came out with a robe, a royal robe, tried to put it around a cape around his shoulders, and James Brown always declined it. He said, no, I'm not going to take the well. And then eventually, of course, he did. He always did. Tucker, I'm telling you the same thing. We're bringing the royal robe out. You are the king. We do want you to. You are in charge. Don't demur. Don't. We need you. And we need you for the very reasons that you are demurring. You're saying, I don't have experience. That's why we want you. You're saying, I've never been a politician. That's why we want you. You're saying, I've never done this. That's why we want you. You're not corrupt, Tucker. Ding, ding. You're a very smart guy. Come on. And yes, it's scary. It's risky. That's right. It's not going to be comfortable or fun for your family, for you. But that's not in the cards. None of us are going to be. It's going to be scary for all of us. and it's not going to be safe for any of us. So you're going to be safer as vice president, than you would be as a journalist. Come on, be our vice president. All right. So, but now, Tucker today spoke. And he's a very influential guy, even just as a journalist. But he's really, he's number one candidate for VP. He said this. This Tim Pool guy asked him, how would it affect you if Nikki Haley was selected as VP? Talking of VPs, what if Nikki Haley was selected as Donald Trump's running mate? You know what Tucker Carlson said? I mean, talk about a guy with guts who speaks his mind without hesitating. He just, right off the top of his head, a surprise question, he said, I wouldn't vote for Trump. Oh, Martha, steady me. Now that is a gutsy statement, and you better believe that got to Donald Trump while he's flying on his plane. That got to him today. But Tucker Carlson said, if Nikki Haley is selected, I won't vote for Trump. And he said, I will even organize against Trump if Haley is his running mate. Ooh-wee. Oh, man. Now, see, that's the toughness. By the way, Tucker, that illustrates why we need you. You've got balls, big ones. We need you. You're not a chicken. That's why we need you. That was a gutsy statement. I would vote against Trump if he selected me. And then he gave his reasons. Remember I said last night, he's a philosopher. He gave his reasons, which are deep and correct and accurate, and they are intuitively perfect. That's something else we need. We to hell with these tin-eared people who don't get it. You know, why don't people get things? I'll give you an example. Vladimir Zelensky. Anybody who heard the first 1 minute of his speech pattern and watched his face for 1 minute, if you didn't get it, this guy was a devil. You have a tin ear. You're a dope. You're not able to judge people. Vladimir Zelensky is a pervert, a weirdo, a devil, a killer. And it was immediately evident to anyone looking at it. And this guy goes around, he's being treated as Saint Vladimir. The Pope is meeting with him. That kind of tells you something also, doesn't it? All these presidents meeting with him. He speaks. And I'm making this point to show. So Tucker's got guts and he's got intuition and common sense. He saw in Nikki Haley what she is. She's a neocon, neoliberal, globalist, stooge, puppet, monkey. A complete whore. And in his speech at the Turning Point USA event in Phoenix on the weekend, he said this. He said, this is an interesting thought experiment. What if somebody like George Soros offered Nikki Haley, you know, $100 million to go globalist? Would she do it? You know what Tucker said? I know she would. She's a whore. She's a political whore. If the price is right, Nikki's available. That was another gutsy statement. So, but that was strong. Now let's go to, and I've had, you know, I mentioned my very high praise for Steve Bannon. I love the guy. So he might have been a little tired, or he looked a little tired, as if he'd been up for 2 or 3 days in a row. And he was talking about possible running mates, for as long as we're on the topic here. He was being interviewed, who are the potential running mates? And I'll come back to that. He said something very interesting and a little bit disappointing. We'll be right back. Still nice 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
See him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun
queen
and a
crash. We're back, and I took a little extra time there to find something for you. I forgot what I promised you before the break, but I'll probably think of it. But something I was looking for earlier is this pattern. This very good pattern. You know, some people might say wrongly, I know what I was talking about, Steve Bannon. I'll get to the pattern in a moment. Steve Bannon, here was a disappointing thing he did. I think he was a little sleepy and maybe celebrating a little bit or something, you know. But somebody asked him about BP, and he said, I didn't like this. He said, I don't think Tucker Carlson is the right man. Wrong, Steve, wrong. Now, he knows Steve, he knows Tucker personally and so on, which I don't know. But I think you're wrong, Steve. Tucker is an obvious choice. And he's the right choice. He's the great man. We've got to have, Donald Trump is a world historical figure. He's not just a guy who's right on the issues and he's a good speaker. No, he's a giant astride history. You're lucky if such a person crosses your lifetime once in your life, a giant of history. Well, we need, as his follow-on, his vice president, and his probable successor, another giant of history. We don't need somebody who's a good candidate or is good on the issues, or no, we don't, you know, or, you know, is, you know, the right kind of person would bring in the right votes, you know. No, we need a giant. We need a really smart person, or we don't have much of a chance. We have to have incredible leadership. Okay, so Steve, you got that wrong. I love you, but you got that wrong. Tucker is the man. Then he said, well, I think it's going to go, and he was being interviewed by Sean Spicer. Some of you may remember Sean Spicer. You know, he might be a nice guy or something. I don't know, but he's weak. Sean Spicer is weak. Okay, he's second tier, okay? So then he says, I think it needs to be a woman. What? Is this my Steve Bannon saying it needs to be, sounding like an equal opportunity DEI bureaucrat? It needs to be a woman? Come on, Steve, you can do better than that. It needs to be a woman. Well, why not a black woman? Why not a transgender black woman? Why not a transgender black woman who was, who's handicapped? How about retarded? Oh, you can't say that? Okay. Challenged. Come on, we can do better than that. We need the best person, and we don't have much of a chance even with the best person. But it gets worse. He says, I think it's going to be a woman. And Sean Spicer, showing his weakness, showing his beta male characteristics, he says, oh, hooray! He actually yelled out in the microphone, hooray! You know, thanking, hallelujah, thank you, Steve Bannon, for saying, I think it needs to be a woman. Because you just caved, Steve, and this beta male, Sean Spicer, was saluting you for that. That should have been a tip-off to you. Then he starts naming women. Oh, God! Bannon! He doesn't name Marjorie Taylor Greene, who would be on my list. Okay, if Tucker was totally unavailable, Marjorie Taylor Greene's on my list. He actually names people like the governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, who just endorsed Ron DeSanctimonious, a backstabbing creep on both of them. Steve, get your head out of it. Kim Reynolds? Then he also mentioned Nikki Haley. He didn't say he thought Nikki Haley would be a good candidate. His actual words were, well, Nikki Haley will be in the running. No. She's not in the running, Steve. And Tucker, that you don't think is good enough, will actually vote against Trump if he selected Nikki Haley. Come on! Tucker's got it. And then he mentioned other women. He mentioned, what's her name, Marsha Blackburn or something, and he named another one. He named Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, who's good. She's good. But she's not a giant astride history. She couldn't handle this assignment. Good on the issues is not enough. She wants to save Mount Rushmore. Okay, good on her. She supports the 4th of July fireworks at Mount Rushmore. Good on her. You know, she knows that the vaccine was a fraud. Okay, good on her. But that's not what we need. We need a deep, we need a real philosopher. Oh, my gosh. How are we doing on time? Look at my clock here. Oh, we're fine. We've got half an hour left. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs in the country.
Sing it, Merle. And speaking of singers, we got a half an hour left. I can't believe it. The nobody like Merle Haggard. But I'll tell you what, Donald Trump mentioned a singer tonight, or today, rather, in Waterloo, Iowa. That self-same James Brown that I just mentioned. And he mentioned a specific song. He was talking about, I think he was talking about the, well, I can't remember exactly what the reference was, but he referred to James Brown singing, "Please, Please, Please." So you younger people have never heard this, but let's date ourselves. This is way back when James Brown was around. Please.
What a showman.
Okay, enough of James Brown. And but now here's the pattern. The Donald Trump, he also in this show, he puts on a show, he ends always with this, and it's brilliant what the president ends every rally with. I mean, he always says, "We are one movement." I love that. But this is brilliant also. Listen to this and listen to the lyrics. Very carefully selected by Donald Trump. He knows what he's got here. Listen to what two guys, Sam Moore, who's still alive, born in 1935. So he is, I was born in 40. He's 13 years older than I am, 75 plus 13. This guy is 88 years old. He's still alive. And his partner, he's a tenor. Then the baritone, a little bit lower, Dave Prater, died in 1988. And this is how Donald Trump, very smart decision. He's ended scores of rallies with this. And I think he'll take this all the way up to his reelection. 1967. Don't be sad. Lean on me and times are bad. You're down. Hold on. He's coming. I'm coming. I'm on my way. Don't have to worry, because I'm here. Hold on. He's coming. Brilliant. Okay, that's enough of Sam and Dave. But it's a brilliant, brilliant song. And Donald Trump, you know, 1967, I was 19. He was 21. Of course he remembers that song. It was a huge hit. And it's beautiful, brilliant, brilliantly sung by Sam Moore, who's still alive. So he's 88 years old. What do you think he's thinking now when he hears a Trump rally? And I'll tell you what, I'll bet you Sam Moore is a Donald Trump supporter. Lots of black voters are selecting Donald Trump. And I'll bet you if James Brown were alive, he'd be a Trump supporter. Because he was smart. And smart people support Donald Trump. It's the dumb bunnies who support Joe Biden or any other globalist piece of crap. You've got to be dumb. Suicidal, dumb, and weak. You've got to be very weak. No ability to make a decision for yourself. So now let's go to listen to Donald Trump in his excellent presentation today in Waterloo, Iowa. And I'm looking at my notes here at some of the things he said today that really stood out to me. Very strong language. Now, here's something. Here's a change. Here's a stylistic change. Again, I think very smart. The man has he's pitch perfect. He has an ear for rhetoric, for delivery, for his audience. He's listening to us. Now, Kelso is, you know, like my shows are full of like lively language. And I was taking a cue. My free use of colorful words cow pie, the other word for cow pie, was partly based on Donald Trump's extensive use of that terminology. And I loved it. And I loved the power of it. And, you know, BS needs to be called BS. But you know what? Donald Trump's using that word less now. I've noticed that. And that's everything he does is conscious. It's thought out. It's brilliant. I think he is slightly putting a fine tuning on his tone and also on the, based on the seriousness, the deadly seriousness of where we are. So for instance, in today's talk in Waterloo, Iowa, he very strongly emphasized the imminent danger of World War III, which would mean the death of all of us. And those of us who didn't die immediately would wish we had. And he knows that. He is a good person who has seen the horror of the weapons that were at his disposal as president of the United States. And he sees the horror of it. And Joe Biden and Chuck, you, Schumer, don't. These are killers. These are sadistic, cruel, self-destructive people. Using the term people loosely. So they could go into World War III. They could precipitate. These are the killers of history who have murdered so many hundreds of millions of us, good people. So Donald Trump is more serious, or more, what would you say? He still has tremendous humor, but he's actually lowered his voice, so he's less demonstrative, at least to my ear, as I remember it. You could hear a pin drop when he talks. It's perfect. So let's listen to some of the things he said. Now I'm looking at my notes here. With Joe Biden, the American dream is dead. The very strong language. Well, here's what I'm trying to say. He doesn't use the word bull blank, okay? He instead doesn't say that's bull blank. He used to say that. And I'm sure he'll come back to it and he'll say it some more, and we're going to love it. But he says instead, with Joe Biden, the American dream is dead. That's strong enough, isn't it? Okay, I'll close that out. Let me go back to the president. Where is he? Come on, Mr. President, where are you? I went off that screen. And okay, it's back. So let's listen to the president. Enough Kelso. Let's listen to the president at the beginning of today's presentation. Go through the introductions here, and different people are speaking. And I'm at the right side broadcasting site. And let's see, why is this not? It's not navigating quite the way I would like, and I think it's right side's fault. Their video is not navigating simply, easily. Let's see. Okay, have I found a way to move through the speech? I think I have. Okay, here's a nice thing that occurred. This is Lara Trump, Eric Trump's wife. Donald Trump is her father-in-law. Here she is talking to Iowa in a video that was played before Donald Trump went on stage. So listen to Lara Trump, his daughter-in-law.
Where your precinct caucus meeting will take place. Additionally, our campaign will have friendly representatives or Trump caucus captains at each location. They are going to be very recognizable because they will have a caucus captain hat and will be on hand to help direct or answer any questions that you may have. Once you gather with others from your precinct, a volunteer will call your caucus meeting to order promptly at 7 p.m. The meeting will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then caucus goers will elect a chairperson to officially run the remainder of the meeting. After a chairperson has been elected, this person will open the meeting to candidate speeches, and each candidate is allowed to be represented by one speaker. Speeches are usually limited to around 3 minutes each.
Good.
After candidate speeches are finished, volunteers will distribute paper ballots to every voter in that precinct. You will have a moment to complete your ballot and will return it to a volunteer to be counted. What makes the Iowa caucus so special is that the paper ballots are collected and counted in front of all voters in your precinct, ensuring the process is secure and transparent. Not that we think that there was ever a time where voting was not secure and transparent. Wink, wink, nod, nod. After the votes are counted, the results will be announced to all caucus attendees, and that's it. Once caucus goers have...
Isn't that beautiful? Now, what are you hearing there? His daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, who I think is native of North Carolina, Eric's wife, the mother of several of Donald Trump's grandchildren, wonderful, brilliant, organized. The campaign is, this is Trump 2.0. They are going to go at every one of those several thousand caucus meetings. They're going to elect a chairman. It's going to be a Trump. The Trump people are going to vote for a Trump leader. So there'll be a Trump leader in every single caucus, almost. Maybe every single one. It's perfect. Paper ballots, the whole thing. No BS. Only 3 minutes. No time for BS. 3 minutes per candidate. So Nikki Haley will maybe somebody will be stupid enough to speak for 3 minutes for Nikki Haley. Then another person will be stupid enough to spend 3 minutes speaking for Ron DeSanctimonious. And then after they finish with Bird Brain and DeSanctimonious, 3 minutes is all that's needed for the Trump speaker. And then bingo. It happens quickly. It's right there. It's on paper. Trump is going to romp on January, what is it, 14 or 15, second week of January. He's going to romp in Iowa. And that should be game, set, match. That's it. So that was beautiful. Now let's go a little further in the event to listen to Donald Trump. I've just been having trouble navigating this particular, I think I found a way to navigate it. Now here's the way the Trump events start. And it's so this also is beautiful. And I'll get there. It's just I'm having to navigate. I'm at the Right Side Broadcasting network website, and their technology does not let me use my usual way to navigate through the video. But everything they do is brilliant and wonderful. Just like I love Steve Bannon, I love RSBN. Here we go. We'll get a little further into this, and we're going to get Donald Trump here just a second. Bear with me. All right, here he is. We got him. Okay, I found a way to navigate in this. So it always starts out this way, or it usually starts this way. And, of course, all these events are extemporaneous. There are patterns in here that he repeats. But, man, this guy, he's like Babe Ruth. Every swing was different. Every swing went over they all went over the center field wall. Okay, so here, one of the characteristics of genius is that originality. Here's how they begin. Lee Greenwood. He's standing in front of a Christmas tree, and I think I see ornaments on there that include ornaments put out by Melania Trump. I have two of those on my Christmas tree. Beautiful. By Melania Trump. You got to get one.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Waterloo, thank you very much. It's great to be here. And a lot of people outside. We want to stay right here. And I want to thank you very much. This is an honor. We cover all corners of your great state. You know that. And they said, Waterloo, what about Waterloo? I said, we got to get to Waterloo. So here we are. And I'm thrilled to be back in your incredible state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. Let me begin by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. You remember?
Now, don't take that for granted. Do you remember when Donald Trump came down the escalator and said Mexico is not sending us their best or sending us their rapists? Turns out to be true. But do you remember at that time, you weren't allowed to celebrate Christmas. You couldn't have. So Donald Trump is standing. This is intentional. He is the master of ceremonies. This is per his specification. Right behind him are two big Christmas trees. And in front of him are a bunch of Christmas traditionally wrapped presents. What's Donald Trump saying to these pukes that have been running our country? He's saying, go to hell. Go to hell. We celebrate Christmas. Who gives a rat's rear end that you don't want us to celebrate Christmas? Go to hell. We're celebrating Christmas. He is defying these. Is it okay to say bastards? That one's okay. That's not on the forbidden list. So, with the FCC, what a bunch of jerks at the FCC. Come on. We have free speech in America. What we used to. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I'm just looking here at Melania Trump's. I'm going to order another Christmas ornament for our tree. She's designed another collection of ornaments, and they're a little. You spend a little extra money because that's for the campaign, but she's got one that's a red, white, and blue star made made of brass with real brass, real enamel, beautiful. And that's what I think I'll order. Anyway, so now let's go back. Let's go back to the president, but you can order. This is at usmemorabilia.com. USAmemorabilia.com. That's official Melania Trump Christmas ornaments. And there are a number of them will look beautiful. They're 3D brass. They're incredible, incredible craftsmanship. All right. So let's go to the president and, okay, let's get back to him here. I had him. Here he is.
You remember about 7 years ago, I came, I said, they're going to be saying Merry Christmas again because department stores, of course, they have other problems now. They're being robbed. The department stores right now, they have very big problems. You know, 400 or 500 people run into them, grab everything, run out. Nothing happens because our law enforcement's not allowed to do their job. They're great. They're not allowed to do their job. So they have other problems, too. But they say Merry Christmas now, at least. And
thanks to Donald Trump.
Very important.
No joke.
It was a big deal. And now nobody even thinks about it. We say Merry Christmas. I'm honored by that. We're just 27 days away from Iowa's first in the nation. Thank you very much, President Trump, because you're first in the nation because I said you were first in the nation. It's very simple. And caucuses are a big deal on Monday, January 15th. We're going to win the Iowa caucuses, and then we're going to crush Crooked Joe Biden next November.
Crush him.
And we're going to very simply make America great again. Thank you. Thank you, Beth. I want to thank a very special person. She stepped up very early and very strong, and she's highly respected. I think she's probably your most, we have to call everyone a politician, I guess, if you run for office.
That was their attorney general of Iowa, or maybe lieutenant governor, I forget which. But so there you got a couple minutes of Donald Trump. Let me see if I can get another little gem in here somehow. Let me shift forward, and I'm just going to kind of just go as far forward as I can. I don't know where I'm going to land. My navigation skills through the speech are not so good. So let's just see. Here we go. Well into the speech. Let's hear what he says.
Well, that's pretty well documented. In our first 4 years, we appointed nearly 300 federal judges.
Okay, going over accomplishments. That's, you know, this audience knows all those accomplishments. So the general audience needs to hear it a little bit more than we do. You are one of the most educated audiences anywhere. And we're out of time. And I, you know what? I didn't see. Did I have a caller here that I missed? Let me just see. I think I may have. And no, I didn't. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow night to pick up where we left off here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long for now.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.